It's meant to me the fulfillment of a lifelong dream. When I was 10, 11 years old, that's when I decided I wanted to be a radio announcer.
Brogan calls signal. Brogan goes back to pass. Brogan has time. He fires. Complete the Francis 20, 15, 10, 5, and he did. He did the touchdown.
Remember listening to the Rose Bowl game on January 1st at home in Fairhaven. It was cold. It was snowing. And Mel Allen was doing the Rose Bowl. And from then on, that was what I focused on. My life was lifelong dream was to be a play-by-play man.
Stabler is back to pass. Here comes the rush again. He gets it away, and it is incomplete at the 5-yard line. A penalty marker is down, roughing the passer. First down, Oakland, with 52 seconds left.
When I was a kid, I didn't learn to speak English until just before I went to the first grade, because my grandfather lived with us, and he didn't speak English, so in the house we spoke Portuguese. So they taught me to speak English just before I went to the first grade, and I find it ironic that 60-some-odd years later, I'm going into the Patriots Hall of Fame for my ability to speak English.
Bledsoe back to throw. Looks, floats to the end zone. Touchdown, the Patriots win to Kevin Turner. Drew Bledsoe's third touchdown and pass of the game in overtime to Kevin Turner. And the Patriots come back from a 20-0 deficit.
Let me assure you, it was never a job.
At midfield, all they got to do is tackle him. The ball game is over. The Patriots win. They have won the Eastern Division.
It was an honor. It was a privilege. And I'm delighted to have been able to do it for all that time.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's the American Football Conference championship game between the Cinderella New England Patriots and the big bad Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm happy to report that despite all the prognostications of doom, the Patriots have shown up here today and will take the field against the Steelers.
You know, you try to be as objective as possible, but on the other hand, I never wanted to leave any doubt in anybody's mind that I wanted the Patriots to win. In my heart, I'm rooting for the Patriots, and I want that to come across. And I think it does.
45-yard field goal attempt coming up. Snap, ball down, kick up on the way, and it is good.
After that game, that week, as being interviewed on some radio station, the guy said, was that the highlight of your broadcast career up to this point? And I said, yes, absolutely. Did you ever think you can top that? And I said, only if we win the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks on the last play of the game. And don't you know it?
Oh, wow.
We win the Super Bowl on the last play of the game.
The far hash mark, angle to the left for Adam Vinatieri, 48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap, ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good! It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal, and the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The Patriots are Super Bowl champions! The best team in the National Football League!
Then you hug Gino, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. And we both kind of just sat there and said, my God, you know, our team just won the Super Bowl.
Oh, baby! Oh! What a finish! What a finish, Ducaro! Oh, my God!
Today, quite frankly, is the high point of my broadcast career of more than 50 years. To be selected to the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Touchdown, Patriots! Tom Brady Randy Moss, and they each have set NFL records on the go-ahead touchdown.
Thank you for appreciating my work.
Back-to-back world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Thank you for all the good things you've said about me.
16-0.
And for those of you who didn't like my work, can't please everybody all the time, despite the fact that you're wrong.
So the Patriots season has come to a close here in the AFC Championship game. And with it has come to a close my 36 years of broadcasting Patriots football. This is Gil Santos thanking you all for 36 wonderful years.
And the question was, can you sum up your life in 6 words? And I thought about that for 10 seconds and I said, absolutely, I can sum up my life in 6 words. I am a very lucky man. Thank you. Thank you.